Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. Brian Masrowski here with you on WBEN. Want to start by giving a quick update from yesterday. If you were tuning in, listening, we spoke with Aaron Van Camp opening up a dispensary. And one of the first to do so in Western New York, hoping to be open in just a couple of weeks. And we were talking with him. He talked a lot about farmers and some of the struggles they're having. The farmers who applied for, were granted permission by the state to start growing marijuana for their legal marijuana program. You know, and this is all like state licensed and everything like that. Well, they've been doing that for a number of years now. And there's all this marijuana that the farmers have grown, but the promised marijuana dispensaries aren't there. So they've put all this investment into growing the crop that the state said they'd be able to sell. There's only 12 stores across the state. So they're in trouble. That was one of the things we were talking about yesterday with Aaron Van Campel, just a couple of hours after we spoke yesterday. New rules from the Office of Cannabis Management with the state. They're allowing temporary pop-up farmers markets to take place. Three farmers allowed to take part in one pop-up farmers market. One current cannabis dispensary license holder would have to run payments where the farmers can sell directly to customers with assistance from that license holder. So a pop-up farmers market might be coming your way within a month or so. And that directly relates to the conversation we're having here, just hoping to help the farmers offload all this product that they invested in and have yet to make any sort of return on because, well, the stores aren't there as promised. Will one of them come to the NT farmers market by me? Always busy on Saturday? You can go Saturday for your strawberries and turnips and Sunday for your sativas and indicas, right? And that'll be the pop-up farmer's market up in North Tonawanda. No indication whether that's going to happen, you know, when that's going to happen, but new rule just hours after we spoke about it on this program yesterday. And want to welcome you in on a Memorial Day holiday weekend. So it's a long weekend for a lot of people out there. It's going to be an even longer weekend for me. Depending on who you ask, right? So I will be off for a couple of weeks after today. Come on. It's rude to cheer at that. You know, give me a little. You don't have to applaud Jimmy. What are you doing here? But no, I'll be gone for a couple of weeks. I call it my maternity leave. I don't know what you call it. helping taking care of our young one while my wife goes back to work. And just a couple weeks taking care of the two kids. And here's the question that's going on in my household right now. And you can weigh in. 803-0930. 803-0930. Am I going on vacation or no? Like, that's the question that I'm interested in. Because I will be off of work for a couple of weeks. But is it a vacation? I kind of think it is. If you ask my wife, she has a very different opinion on what this is going to be like for me. So you can let me know, 803-0930, if I'm actually going on vacation. So you're not at work, so like at one time it feels like a vacation that way. It's, you know, for some people, it wouldn't change that much. For me, it does because I will be most likely waking up later or at the same time. than I already do. Our son now is almost 4 months old, so he sleeps. You know, he'll cry a little bit during the night. We just kind of let him ride it out, unless he's really going crazy. But he'll, you know, today he was still in bed when I left for work. So, you know, he sleeps. I don't know what your definition of through the night is. Everyone has a different definition of that. Like, my definition of through the night is, well, if he's going to bed before me and still asleep after I get up and go to work, that to me is through the night. However, on the weekend, when you're waking up at 4 a.m., that does not feel like through the night, right? I mean, like, it's all the perspective of it. But, I mean, either way, it's pretty good. So, I'm actually getting a little bit of a break, maybe, in, like, the sleep department over the next couple of weeks, even though I'm taking care of, you know, our four-month-old and then our three-year-old as well. But am I on vacation? Now, my wife will say, you're going to, what are you going to do? Oh, I can't wait to see you at home for a couple of weeks with the two kids. Like, this is, it's going to be, you know, a lot of work for you. And I'm just kind of looking at it like, maybe. I think we'll be just fine. Right? Like, I think we'll be okay. But what do you think I'm in for? 803-0930. To give you a little background. So I have no problem taking care of the kids. We do it all the time. We have, you know, I think a good system in our house where we're both kind of able to do what we want to do. With I don't have hesitation at, you know, 10 a.m. some days. You'll see me in here sticking around buying tickets to a concert that's coming up because, you know, it's, that's just one. My wife goes and she can do whatever she wants. And neither of us are that worried about, you know, as long as we're not leaving for three nights or something like that, you know, like doing something wild. Like, hey, honey, I'm going camping for a week. Like, as long as it's nothing like that, you know, neither of us have any trepidation of like, oh, no, you know, and this would mostly apply to me, right? Like, no dad is ever thinking this about their wife. Like, oh, no, can you handle the kids? I mean, some might, but like it's much more usually the mother saying like, oh my goodness, can he like, can he handle these kids on their own? Like, there's not really any of that with my wife talking about me. So like, that's not the issue. My issue, and that my wife will tell you, is I'm not great at thinking of kid-friendly things to do all the time, which now I'll have a lot of time to do. I think of some, but when you have the whole day now of 2 weeks of like the whole day to fill, that's a little bit different. Like I've said a bunch of times before, like I love taking my three-year-old to the library. You know, we go at least once a week, and it's great, you know, spend time. He goes, the computers right there will, like, they have like little kid programs where it will like read you a story, like highlight the words, kind of flip through the pages. We'll look for books. And I'll take both kids there and, you know, just chill out and have a good time there at the library. I'll take my kid shopping. He loves to go and look at the lobsters in the tank. So he's got no problem, you know, going shopping with me. Like other kid activities, though, like the zoo is fine. We'll go to the zoo next week. After that, I start to run dry. You know, like, oh, we'll go to a ball game. That's not really a me with two kids activity. I'll take my youngest. We'll go to the record store next week. I'm not taking my three-year-old over to the record store. He's just, he's not going to have the interest. I'm sorry. Like, that's where it might be a little tough, like thinking of the things to kind of keep both entertained all the time. Aside from that, I think I'm going on vacation for a couple of weeks. We'll go to Tim, who's in the car. Tim, what do you think? Am I going on vacation?
Tim, it's Tim, your boss.
Oh, hey.
So, all right, I couldn't resist, Brian, because I don't like to call the shows, but this is just hits close to home, it, you're not going on vacation, dude. This is going to be a mess. I live this. It's so funny because you're in the reverse scenario that Susan and I were, you know, 20 years ago when we went through this, because Susan was doing what you do, you know, is still doing it in the morning. And I was stuck at home every morning with the kids. And I say stuck. It was an awesome task. But I'm telling you, it was busy. For a couple of years, it was just nuts. I would tell her, you know, like, I'll come in and do the news. You stay home, please.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, you feel trapped. You feel a little trapped. And I think that's probably what Allison is referencing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go out, but I don't know. I know what you do for a living. You work hard. You're busy. But you're going to be just as busy or more busy for the next couple of weeks.
Well, thanks for making me feel good.
Just reality. Reality.
All right. A little dose of reality. Thanks.
Susan skipped out of that couple of years. She was at work, you know, reading the news, and I'm home up to my elbows in poop.
Listen, I don't want to tell that story. That was almost me the other day. I don't want to get that graphic in the morning, but that I know the busyness. I think it is going to go to a new level, and you mentioned the mornings, and thanks for scaring me. We'll let you get to the drive-in. I know the busyness. Like anyone who's asked me, like, oh, how's it going with two kids so far? And I'll always say, like, it's going good. Like, I love it. It's just a little more busy. Like, your hands are just a little more full with two than with one. And I should mention that when I'm gone, you get I'm going on, you know, baby duty part two for me. And Joe is coming back next week. So while you'll say goodbye to me, you'll say hello to Joe Beamer. And I'm sure he'll tell you, like, all the great, you know, baby stories that he's had from his last couple of weeks. But the busyness is something I think of. That is one. So my wife has said about, you know, finding stuff to do. Because she hates that, like, being trapped in the house. Just cannot stand it. So she's always, like, looking for anything to go out and do with the kids. And the mornings is the other thing that she mentions. She told me, she's like, because our oldest will still go, you know, I like to keep him in the routine. He'll still go to daycare for a couple of days a week. And she's just like, there's no way you're getting them there on time. And I'm like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I can do it. But there's definitely what Tim just said. It is true that I am in here, like, at work, and I'll like to go home and, like, oh, yeah, it's up early, like, busy day. She has an equally busy time in the morning while I'm working here, wrangling up the kids and heading off to work on her own. Which, like, that's something that I'll, like, morning with both of the kids. I experience the weekend version of that, but there's no, like, time pressure on the weekend to, like, get ready for anything. I'll see how it goes, right? Getting the three-year-old... Because he's like an expert procrastinator. Just like, chop, chop, let's go. We got to get going while I'm also, you know, taking care of my other one. That will be kind of busy. And I might agree with my wife, it'll be a mess on those weekday mornings where we're trying to get out the door. Tony in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. Tony, how's it going this morning?
Good, you?
I'm doing well. Am I going on vacation? That's the question.
No, you are not going on vacation. You have to hold the household standards up to the wife's standards. So when it's time to maybe take a nap or something, no, you got to do you got to empty the dishwasher, run the vacuum. You got to keep that place up to her standards.
That's something else my wife brought up. Like, are you going to do everything else that I've been doing around the house the past month or so? And my answer's always been, Tony, if you write it down, yes. Are you like this in your house where I will do anything that... this is like a guy thing, I think. I will do anything you write down for me. If you expect me to remember it myself, maybe 30% of it will get done.
She's not going to be writing nothing down. Well, maybe she will for you, but my wife didn't write it down. She just came home and said, "You've been home all day," because I was working at nights. And she was like, you know, "Hey, you didn't do nothing. You had dishwashers full. You didn't run the vacuum." It was like, "What did you do?" Well, I got him down for a nap, and then I took a nap.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works, she told me.
I like it. Tony, thank you for the call. I'm hoping, too, like, I'm hoping I'll be a little bit more productive. I'll be getting a little more sleep at night. I won't feel the need to take the nap when everyone's down for a nap. I mean, I probably will. I definitely will. I, you know, now that I'm thinking, I absolutely will. But I'll try not to. We do a decent split as it stands. You know, you mentioned washing the dishes. Like, we pretty much whoever cooks, the opposite person cleans at night when it comes to the dishes. Our youngest is pretty content when I'm doing the dishes. He'll chill in his bouncer, and I'll make funny faces at him. And, you know, like 30 minutes, he'll be good. So, we already kind of do that. I'm already doing the laundry now. Do I do it as often as I should? Am I as on top of folding? No, I have an entire overflowing hamper right now sitting in our living room that I haven't folded yet. But I'm already working on that. Some of the other cleaning, yes, I'll have to get around to. But I feel like I'm already halfway there, Tony, taking care of the other things. My biggest is keeping the two of them entertained can be, I don't know, just a little tricky at the same time. You know, your toddlers demand a lot of attention. It's easy to give it to them when, you know, you can kind of split things up. It's not as easy when, you know, one is spitting up, you know, everything out of the mouth, or you have to go do something, crying, he needs to be fed, and the toddler wants attention at the same time. Like, those are the times when it can get, as Tim said when he called in, busy, right? Like, busy is how I would describe it. Great, but definitely busier in the household. So that'll be me the next 2 weeks. On our text board this morning, a lot of people weighing in saying I'm not on vacation. I can't wait to report back a couple of weeks from now that I'm on vacation. Someone said it's a good thing you didn't call it babysitting. Yeah, you'll never. I think I said that to my wife once when, like, a few years ago after we had our first, like, as a reference to her. I was going somewhere, and I'm pretty sure I asked, like, "Are you okay to babysit?" And she was like, "It's not babysitting. It is not what you call it when it's your own child." I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. But are you good to do it?" "Yes, okay. I'll see you in an hour." But that's... And then someone else saying, "Oh, I was with you until you said you're taking the three-year-old to daycare. Why did you have kids? Why, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Why, yeah, taking him to daycare so that he learns stuff. He's hanging around with other kids. It's good to do. You don't want him to just be hanging out with me the entire time. He's got plenty of time to do that." I'm like a big, huge advocate. And you can just listen to me over the last few years when all these COVID shutdowns were happening and people were not sending their kids to daycare. And I am very careful to not, I don't want to be like bragging about my kids. You can tell the difference. Especially like if you go a year ago, the kids who were going to daycare and the kids who weren't, who were just staying at home 24/7. You could tell a difference when you took your kid to the playground and then it came time to interact with others. you could tell the difference. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent of getting your kids in some sort of social setting, playing well with others, getting out there, learning some new things from other people who aren't just me. Imagine that, if you were just learning from me all day. Now, that's scary. I wouldn't wish that on my own kids, for sure. I'll be back here. Am I going on vacation? You can let me know. 803-0930. And how are you spending a beautiful weekend? I learned a new thing about boats today that maybe we'll get to as well. Brian Mazurowski here with you. I'll be back after the news on WBEN.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski with you on WBEN. Joe will be back next week. I'll be talking with him for a couple weeks, and I'll be gone. We're talking about that in the first segment here on WBEN. I will be gone, out, a little part two of, I call it maternity leave, just taking care of the kids, specifically our three-month-old, soon-to-be four-month-old. For a couple weeks, my wife goes back to work for a little bit. We're looking forward to it. A little bit of a shakeup in what's been our daily routine over the last few months. I have been saying that I'm kind of going on vacation. My wife says, no, you're not. And apparently so does everybody else. You can let me know. 803-0930. A lot of people chiming in on our text board and a couple of callers saying the same thing, that you're not going to be on vacation. But a few people are, at least lucky to say you're not going to be on vacation, but you're going to be enjoying some of like the best quality time that you'll ever have with your kids. And that is maybe the number one thing that I am looking forward to over the next couple of weeks. I do feel guilty a little bit about it. Our first son was born, a month before everything shut down, right? And so for months there, I mean, there was nothing to do. I was staying home, working from home, hanging out with him in his first few months all the time. And it was like time that nobody ever gets. That I got so much of. And, for a while there, I was like, this is kind of great. To have this much time, I felt guilty about it. But it was awesome. And I'm going to be enjoying having, it's only a fraction of it this time around. But a little bit more of it with our newest son. And, not just that, but both at once. Gonna be guys hanging out, chilling. What do we go do? What do you do with, when you have that like age gap? I remember when, my oldest was, I'm trying to think of how long you got away from it. And it was, again, like tricky because things were open and closed and, all that, which we don't have to go into. But I found that like you could pretty much take a baby, and I'm trying to define baby like almost up to a year and a half. I'm trying to think of when he started walking, because it was basically until then you could take your kid anywhere. Now, once they started walking, it got a little more tough. Our oldest son's first, like, real steps, when he first started, like, running around and, like, walking, more than just taking five steps from mom to dad. He had been doing that for a while, but nothing really more. Walking while holding on to something, but, like, really going crazy. inside Witter's Bar in North Tonawanda, because we were still in the, we could go out like at any time we wanted, because you had basically had a kid who was immobile and he would just chill, and it was great. And so like my 3-month-old now, you could take him anywhere. You could go do anything. I stay away from like sporting events and really long outings, because you know, we still got to keep that schedule going. That's the biggest part in my house. Like, we, you're on your schedule, and that's how we get you sleeping through the night and coordinated and everything like that. But you know, day to day, you can take them to anything. I've noticed with the 3-year-old, you really can't do that as much. They need to be, I don't want to say entertained, but kept active is probably a good way to do it. You're not entertaining them, but you're keeping them busy as a way to like kind of keep them going. You know, when I go to the store with him, I keep him busy. Like, hey, your very important job, you got to hold on to this for me. You know, can of soup or whatever it is. You have to hold on to this. All right, you get to pick out whatever flavor of ice cream or whatever it is. I get the receipt. Very important piece of paper. You have to hold on to this for me. Like, just like keeping jobs. Like, hey, can you go do that? He's a great helper. He was cleaning up. I was trimming up the trees this week. Great job. Cleaning up here. I'll hold the bag. You got to clean up all these tree trimmings and throw them in here. Will do. So like keeping him busy like that is a little more involved than when I used to take him when he was only a year or under a year. And we'd go out midday at like 3 o'clock out to watch the soccer games. Like, you know, we'd just hang out with him. Bring a bottle. He'd be there chilling. Hardly anyone would notice he's there. Now, the attention span to hang out for a couple of hours inside of you might need to fill it up with a little more than just crayons or something like that to keep them really interested. But I don't know. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks. I'm going to enjoy it. I know that for sure. And I'll miss all of you. But you'll have Joe coming back in that time. We'll switch focus a little bit into, not too much though. One of the great things about this is you could basically do anything you want because the weather's going to be so nice, or at least for next week it looks like. So everything's on the table for me outside. Like yesterday we went for a long, you know, he was riding his little bike and I was pushing the stroller. We went out for a while because it was beautiful weather out. We went back home. I built him a little ramp to not jump off yet, but just one to go up and down. You know, stick like a wood plank, and then I had like a big piece of plywood. Just put like some bags of unused quickcrete underneath. Little ramp. Get him, you know, just starting to get a little adventurous with that. Learn how to ride the bike up. He's got one of those balance bike things. You know, ride it up and then phew, go down the ramp. When you get some pedals, you can jump off of it. You know, everyone loved that when they were a kid, right? Build a ramp for your bike? Or is that not allowed anymore? Do you need whatever? He had fun. So, like, things like that are on the table for us to do. Things like that are on the table for everybody this weekend. I know earlier this week we were talking about all the summer activities. Like, what are you looking forward to? Like, what's your summer toy in Western New York? Are you a pool person, a boat person? Maybe it's a little bit more of a luxury car that you only take out in the summer. Like, right, everyone in Western New York seems to have like that one like nice summer thing. Maybe it's like maybe it's just your back. You don't have a pool, but you have a backyard area that's like fantastic that really only gets used in the summer. Now is your time to shine, especially this weekend. It's going to be so nice. But we were talking about boat safety. A lot of people are going to be taking their boats out for the first time this week, or weekend, I should say. It's going to be so nice out there. And we learned, or at least I learned something new. Tim was reporting on this, and he is well-versed in what to do around any sort of boat. Like, he knows what's going on the water. I am the complete opposite. I like hanging out on a boat once, twice a year. I don't have any interest in owning one. I don't, it's a whole nother world. I don't quite have the time to learn all that right now. I'll hang out on the boat. I'm not about to own one right now. But he said during one of his reports, and I thought it was very interesting, that, you know, obviously alcohol consumption, a no-no when you're driving a boat. And I thought that was interesting because he said, obviously, from the world of owning and operating a boat, I'm on the outside, right? And I hear, obviously, and I go, well, hang on a second. I thought for a lot of people, the whole part of owning a boat was to be drinking on it. Because after a certain age, I can tell you 95% of times that I'm on a boat, like I'm usually drinking something on it. So that was actually news to me. That's a definite hard no. I mean, it obviously makes sense. And a lot of the rules of the road do apply when you're on the water. But like, that was actually news to me. And then so was this other thing that if you are operating a boat, you can be drinking. You cannot be over the limit. So there was the, you know, little distinction there. You're allowed to have a beer in hand as long as you're not over the limit. And I do want to know from people, and I think you can weigh in on this if you're a boat person or even if you're not. That idea, you're allowed to drink, because I think you could transfer this to the automobile. And think about this. That idea that you are allowed to drink while driving, as long as you're not driving while drunk or driving under the influence, does it hold water to you? Can that make sense? And you can let me know there, 803-0930. We'll talk about, am I going on vacation? Calvin calling us now from Angola. What's going on?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Calvin. I'm in a good mood today because I'm about to go on vacation.
Well, I'm not really sure if I agree about the vacation. We just had our second baby. We had a boy last Wednesday.
Congratulations.
So I'm currently on a paternity leave? I think that's what they call it now.
So, that makes sense. I've been calling it maternity leave.
That sounds about right, too. Yeah, and, with the first one, it was pretty difficult with the first one. We were, like, taking turns feeding the baby in the middle of the night and all that. You don't really know what you're doing because it's the first baby. But this one, the second one, we kind of came now. We started with double teaming the baby, the first baby. Now it's, like, man-to-man defense now. Like, we gotta, like, one takes the other and then one entertains the other. And it hasn't really been a vacation, like a lot of yard work, a lot of taking her away to give mommy like time for herself and running some errands because mommy's just basically at home and just had to feed and the baby and wake and a lot of naps too. So I don't think you'll have a vacation there.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, Calvin, and you know, I'm going through some of the same stuff you probably are with our second, where the first, I like what you said about the first, you know, it's manageable, but you don't really know anything, and you're kind of learning a lot as you go. And with the second, I feel like what you are now lacking in free time, right, is there's now two to deal with. You make up for a little bit in having the experience. Like, that counts for a lot.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I believe that, yeah. Like, a lot of things that you were pretty nervous in the first one, now you're like, oh, it doesn't, like, the baby's crying and you're like freaking out. I don't know what to do. Or I don't know how to help my wife. And now, like, the second one, I'm like, oh, hey, he'll survive. He'll be fine.
Yeah. So, and you can tell the first from the second in the way you handle it. I don't know if that's you, Calvin, you know, ultra cautious, like an egg. or something like that with the first one, and the way I'm like manhandling our second, it's a totally different story.
Yeah, it's kind of the same because it's kind of like what you're talking about. It's because our first one is a girl. Now this one is a boy. Our second one is a boy, and you know they're kind of, I think they're more sturdier than the other one.
Yeah, it just feels that way. It's like a subconscious thing in the back of your mind. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Calvin. Appreciate it, and enjoy your time too. Really appreciate that. It's like I said, it's busy, but I guess it all depends on how you look at the busyness. And if you enjoy it, like I kind of do, then I think it is vacation. I mean, you know, obviously there's frustrating times, right? And there's, you know, if you got two kids screaming at you, they both want different things. You know, it gets a little like, you know, cut it out. But for the most part, you know, you really enjoy the entire process, and even though there's a lot of things to do, your hands are full. I mean, at least I'm in a pretty good mood while I'm doing it. 803-0930. Thanks to everyone who called in on the text board. A lot of people saying that you'll be grateful for the time, and I know I will. I'm planning on enjoying every little bit of it, and we'll see how. I can't wait to report back. On the drinking while driving thing, Jim was shaking his head that it doesn't make any sense why, you know, you're the same legal limit applies behind the wheel of a boat as a car. But for some reason, behind a boat, you're allowed to drink while operating it, but you're not in a car. And I don't know, Jim, I'm probably not in the majority here. I have no problem admitting that this is most likely an unpopular opinion. And I'm obviously not condoning driving while intoxicated. But I don't necessarily disagree with the boating rule that you can drink while operating. Because here's the one difference to me. As it stands right now, somebody could, and people do, and like that's the big part of this to me. You will... Okay, you're out, you're enjoying, you're at the beach or something like that, or, you know, wherever you are. You're at someone's house watching the game or something like that. And you open up a beer, you're walking back, and you got to, and then you slam the whole thing, and then you get behind the wheel. And you're allowed to do that. You can't drink behind the wheel. Like, do you kind of get what I'm saying? Like, it's not okay to drive drunk, but you are allowed to drink one or two and then drive. To me, it doesn't really make a difference if that one or two is happening right before you get behind the wheel or when you're behind the wheel. Does that make sense to you at all, Jim?
It makes sense. I just think I don't think it's okay to drink at any time if you're operating.
As you're like a zero. You would put the legal limit at 0.00.
Look, if we got 10 people out on the boat, like it's like a bus driver. You're like if you're on a coach and you're all at a bar going somewhere, and the bus driver's drinking. Why would you be okay with
that? I like the way you're thinking about this, Jim, because you're thinking about the boat like a bus driver, which I wouldn't, but you should, because you are, I mean, it is a more dangerous situation probably. Well, I don't want to say that because the roads are dangerous, but you are responsible for a lot of people who probably don't have a ton of experience on the road or on the water, excuse me. So in you have the responsibility to keep all those people safe. And then if you're drinking while doing it like that, you're feeling more relaxed. I don't know. You're probably not as on top of that responsibility as you should be. You should be thinking about it as like a tour operator.
Yeah, you're responsible.
Yeah, I like that line of thinking. So almost under that line of thinking, I would put the legal limit behind a boat at 0.00.
There's no tolerance if you have a captain's license. If you're a master captain or a captain, there's zero. Like, you can't drink. But if you're on a personal craft, I don't know why that changes.
Maybe everyone should be considered a captain under that rule, though, if you're behind wheel of a boat.
And now you have to have the special class to operate any boat. So,
I like that. I don't know. That does make me think maybe a little bit more differently. I don't know if I think any differently about the car, though. To me, there's no difference between having one right before and then getting, which people do all the time, then getting behind the wheel, or that same beer, just drinking it while you're behind the wheel, as long as you're not drunk. Which is never okay. But everyone drinks something, then drives. Is that Joe on the line? Joe, I'm about to hand off the show to you for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Brian, I have to say, getting used to this parenting thing, you've tried to get me on the show the last 5 days, and my schedule is just all over the place. But excited to get back to the studio.
To get away?
Yeah. No, just to get back to the studio. Yeah.
How's it going?
It's, as you know, Brian, it's an adjustment, but we're getting through. You know, you learn of every tummy issue and formula change and try to get the dog not to bark at the kid. You know, a lot of stuff going on.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear things are going good. You're going to be ready to come in here on Tuesday?
I'm ready. 9 o'clock Tuesday. I will be breaking down the last 2 weeks.
All right. It sounds good, and good to hear from you. And this is consider this the official handoff, because I'm out of here and leaving you be for the next 2 weeks. But Joe, good to hear from you.
Still a show.
And I know that Joe's schedule is messed up because he didn't call in until 9:50. Four on a show that ends at 9:57. So thank you, Joe, and we'll talk with you soon. But we have to get going. David's coming up next after the news. I'll see everyone in a couple of weeks. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Looks like a beautiful one out there. Brian Mazurowski, I'll be back eventually on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.